Then when I saw the difference, I...
So essentially, you could say you came here for the land of opportunity.
Yeah, I was actually student theology first year. I didn't even sign out of the school because I thought I'm going to come for a few months, make some money, go back, support my family. And then once I come here, I realized that's just going to be a Band-Aid and I need to make it permanent.
When you came here, did you speak both English and your native tongue?
The time I came here, I spoke 7 languages. Now I'm down to English in my native tongue.
7 languages?
Yes, as I mentioned, I studied theology, and we had to know Old Hebrew, Old Greek, and Latin because we were not allowed to use translations. We had to read the Bible from the...
You spoke Latin.
I read and understood Latin would be the more correct term to say it, but yeah, I was not fluent. But...
Doesn't matter, fluent. Let me tell you right now. That's awesome. That's commendable. That's brilliant. That's not Latin and Hebrew to be able to read and understand it or comprehend it. And its natural form, not translated, is amazing.
Hebrew was really hard because it doesn't have vowels.
That in itself is crazy. Now, how many children do you have?
I have 2 kids. My son is 14. My daughter is 13.
And you're married.
Absolutely.
And your husband's great. He's very supportive. He's letting you do your thing.
Yes, very.
So here we have 4 people. Well, we have one lady who's from a communist country. Was your husband also from a communist country?
Yes. He's from the same country.
And your country is?
Bulgaria.
So Bulgaria, you came here from Bulgaria for the American dream.
Yes.
You saw the dream come to fruition.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden, you've been watching the news and seeing what's going on. And what happened in your mind?
And I think my kids are not going to be able to fulfill the American dream. And I work very hard for me to become American citizen because I never wanted my kids to be called anchor babies. And I think the role of a parent is to protect and care of their kids, not to use their kids to take care of the parents. So I wanted to make sure I became citizen in 2006. My first child was born in 2008, my second in 2009, because law changed all the time, and I didn't want to have any chances taken that somebody comes in, not that the chances are there, but just in case. Change the law and get the anchor babies out. My kids were going to be American citizen born by an American citizen.
And then you went to Chuck Muth's class regarding the help because you wanted to pitch in and be a participant in helping somebody's campaign.
I was going to be a door knocker. And one of the things he said, because I wasn't very aware, one of the things he said was last time around, out of the 42 seats in legislature, 13 went to the Democrats because no Republican run. And yes, I have not been in politics, but I am very good at solving problems and thinking out of the box. And right then and there, I said, okay, I will see what seats people are not running for, and I would run. And they were making a joke because the way I said it with my translation on English was, I'm going to run for an uncontested seat. And Chuck said, you're the smartest one.
That's funny. So now you're running. You have one opponent in the Republican ticket.
Correct.
You know, that's awesome. I commend you. You know what's great about Clark County? For the first time in Clark County history, we have people running in each and every race. And I think it's pretty amazing. And I will tell you that we are in a situation right now where we have to take back Nevada and take back the country. Now, based on the news this morning, it looks really good, despite the fact that they're trying to use everything on between Roe versus Wade, the gun shooting. The Democrats are losing ground because they are not representing the American people.
I had my fundraiser on Sunday.
Oh, how'd you do?
Amazing. And Chuck Muth was one of the speakers, and I'm going to repeat him because he's been around the block in this.
He's helped you tremendously.
Yes, he's big inspiration for me. But he also said, because everybody's thinking there's going to be a red wave, they may stay home, and it may turn out to be not a red wave, and that is for us to lose. So please, stop listening to the red wave. If you don't go and vote and make sure, it's not going to be as red wave as we want it to be. Don't count on that people are pissed. People are pissed, but people are also tribal. And I've been telling people, stop being loyal to a party. Be loyal to your own kids. It's their future at stake. Everybody that is in office right now, Republicans and Democrats, should be kicked out of office if there is an if there is a new face that you don't know, someone you have not seen on the big billboards. You vote for them because those are the people that did not promise anything to anyone.
We're going to take a short break. We're joined here by Mrs. Fixit. She's running for Assembly District 42. Her name is Katrine Ivanov. And you know what? She got balls. I like it. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Live and Local now.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders worked out quarterback Colin Kaepernick earlier in the week. According to ESPN, his arm strength and his conditioning were very good, but at this time, no signing was imminent. According to head coach Josh McDaniels, he said that he did not feel like he had to give quarterback Derek Carr the heads up. They were going to go through that workout with Kaepernick, saying that Carr knows the way they feel about him and his stature on the team. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they sit with a record of 7-1 back at tomorrow when they will match up against Chicago on the road. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of Double Stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Have you ever noticed how people talk in that same weird voice to their dogs?
Just like this?
Well, it sure gets a dog's tail wagging. Wondering if I can get your ears all perked up the same way when I tell you,
that bed's stay free at Motel 6.
With a clean, comfortable room and a great low rate.
Now, who's a good human? I think you are.
I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of Pets, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams right now at 133. Looks like commuters are averaging about 50 miles per hour on Interstate 15. A little bit of congestion there on the north side at Hacienda, South 15 at Oki. There's some left shoulder activity. That's 215 westbound at St. Rose, and that crews are cleaning up that earlier incident there. It's right before the St. Rose exit on Interstate 215 westbound. There's some left shoulder work that's going on as you enter the Spaghetti Bowl there on Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. And watch for that stalled 18-wheeler. That's on the right shoulder, 215 westbound at Green Valley.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. My name is Pat Casal. I'm really excited. I have a young lady here named Katrine Ivanov who's running for Assembly District 42. When she closed off the last segment, she's talking about getting out to vote. Saturday begins early voting. Now, you not only have to vote, your step one is to get out and vote in the primary for whomever you believe and you support. But more importantly, after this, after the primary, which is on the 14th of June, you got to get out there November 8th and vote in the general. If you don't vote in the general, it doesn't matter. And let me sit here and say this. Regardless if your candidate wins in the primary, you got to get out and vote, even if you got to hold your nose. Because if we don't turn the state red, we are in serious trouble. And it's time that you remember that. You got to get out. If you don't vote, you can't bitch. Simple as that. So, Katrine, what's your number one objective if you get elected?
Just for one more second, I want to mention, it's very important. There's some not very good, call themselves Republicans running. My number is 702-722-7225. Text me if you need an advice to pick. It's very important to push through the primary the good people that will change the laws that are for the people and make the system work for us. And now, my number one goal is, if I cannot do anything else, I can have one wish. Day one, I will propose a bill called Nevada Election Security Act. First, in that bill, it's going to be mandatory minimum 5 years in jail. I'm not going to wait on judges to decide. Minimum. Plus, loss of the right to vote in the future for anyone that cast illegal ballot. Second, anyone assisting or facilitating in casting illegal ballots will get the same punishment per offense, and they would be served consecutive. Third, Nevada Voter Security Act will greatly expand the jurisdiction over law enforcement and prosecution of voter fraud from Nevada Secretary of State's office to every law enforcement agency and local DA in the state. I believe it's very important for us to punish the people that are cheating in our elections. And once people see we're serious, I believe they're going to stop.
Well, I actually was talking about that earlier. We have to make the crimes punishable. We got to punish these people. So we're talking to Katrine Ivanoff. She's running for Assembly District 42. If you want to reach out to her, it's Katrine at MrFixit.us. That's MrFixit.us. Her website is www.MrFixit.us. That's www.MrfixIt.us. You can reach her by phone. You want to text her. Her number is 702-722-7225. That's 722-7225. Are you going to have any more fundraisers?
Not at the moment. I'm really concentrated on door knocking. However, we need a lot of volunteers. We're trying to collect a lot of volunteers Saturday. So if anybody wants to help us door knocking, spreading the word, phone banking, anything they can do, they can still text me. Please text me. I do not listen to voicemail too long. I don't have the time. I have to door knock. And if you text me, I will definitely text you back.
Text 722-7225. Miss Fixit, Katrine Ivanoff. You know, you've come a long way from the first time I interviewed you.
Thank you.
In a matter of 3 weeks, you went from nervous to very comfortable.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So,
I'm a fast learner.
You're doing very good. And I think it's admirable that you went there to help others and you realize, you know what, nobody's running, I'm going to run. That's great stuff.
Yes, my opponent actually signed the last day, and so there was nobody in the seat when I signed.
That would have been nice if you could have won by acclamation and saved some money. How are you doing with the fundraising? You need a little help?
Of course, always, because after that there's going to be another battle.
Well, I hope you get through the primary, but then we have to do some fundraisers. You got to help this lady. This is what it's all about. A person who moves into the United States becomes an American citizen.
The legal way.
The legal way, right? Raises her family and sees that there's an opportunity to make this place even better than it was. And unfortunately, she sees what's really happening. And look at the American dream. She's now running for office. This is outstanding. Katrine, what would be your second ambition besides the voter law?
I do want to fix the schools, and I mean curriculum. I want to bring prayer back to the schools. I want to teach the kids I want to take the sex out of the schools, period. I don't care, 16, 17, 18. Nobody taught me sex at school. I turned out pretty good. Did anybody teach you sex at school?
No, when we talk sex at school, we talk gender description. You know, what this was, what that was, et cetera. None of this None of the stuff that you see now.
Since there is no more gender description and everything is fluid, how about we just take it out of the school and we let the parents take care of that?
Amen, girl.
And because even I am for voucher, don't get me wrong, but even with voucher, the majority of the students will not be able, just for the sheer, there's not that many good schools, and they're going to be maxed out at some point. So kids are going to inevitably end up in not that good schools. So we need to attack the curriculum as well as the choices.
Good point. You know, what about homeschooling real quick?
I believe that the parents should get the money if they decide to do homeschooling, because it takes a lot of money to homeschool either. You have to pay for programs. You have to find after-school activities for the kids. You have to organize, because you want the kids to assimilate with other kids. So you take other parents and you organize your own groups and your own activities, because I look to that as well. It's just my kid, gratefully, is very mathematically good. I couldn't do homeschooling.
I find it interesting. You've worked hard your life in America. You've raised two beautiful kids so far, 13 and 14. And your goal now is to go up to Carson City and make kicks and behind.
That is only because of my kids. If I didn't have kids, I wouldn't care less. I had an amazing life. I still have an amazing life. It was better before. I had to enter politics, let's be honest. But if it wasn't for the future of my kids, and every time they ask me, what's your qualification? And I say it, Americans misunderstand me. My biggest qualification is I'm a mama bear and you cannot buy me. There is no money you can pay me to ruin my kids' future. And they say, but that's not a qualification. That should be mandatory qualification for everybody running.
Let me tell you something, and I'm dead serious. Yes. I've been involved with politics for about 12 years, actively involved.
I'm involved for 12 days.
You're exactly what we're looking for. You're a mother. You're a citizen. You know what it is to work hard, and you want to be able to keep what you earn. And you don't. And the government needs to do their job is protect our nation, protect our borders, and that's the bottom line. And lately they failed. I think it's commendable. I think you're more than qualified, because a lot of the bozos we have up there right now are so underqualified, it's pathetic. And you said a mouthful. Whether they're Democrats or Republicans doesn't really matter. Absolutely. There are a lot of unqualified people up in Carson City. We got to go to a break. So before you go to break, once again, this is Mrs. Fix-It, Katrine Ivanoff. We start voting tomorrow. Vote early. Get out, vote early and often for Katrine in Assembly District 42. If you want to text her to get more information, you do it 702-722-7225. Katrine at MissFixIt.us. Her website is www.MissFixIt.us. Katrine Ivanoff, this is what it's all about. Her children, our future. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back here on Live and Local. We'll go back to the phones. Stay tuned.
Thank you for having me.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS 64367. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back to another segment of Live and Local. I'm your host, Pat Casale. I tell you what, I enjoyed that interview. I've had two good ones. Monty Bowen was fabulous, the regional director of Gun Owners of America. I got to tell you, this has been a heck of a show so far. These people have been all bringing, they're coming loaded for bear. And then Katrine Ivanoff, she did a great job. We go back to the phones. We got Gary. He's been patiently waiting. So, Gary, the floor is yours.
Oh, it's worth it. I just want to say I'm sorry. This time I left my evil twin at the therapist's office down the street. And I wasn't going to, this is what I wasn't going to talk about, but I can't praise you enough for having Katrina Ivanoff on. I've heard her before on radio shows, and I think she's excellent. And
so do I.
I just want to for a change, we agree with each other about 200%. That lady deserves to be elected. Even if she's not elected, I hope she does. I hope she comes back and tries again, because she's the real deal. And I want to say that I know a cocktail waitress from Bulgaria, and it's amazed me. I've asked her, how can you speak perfect English? She's only in her 20s. She says they teach them there, and she speaks better English than me, and she is one hard-working lady. She told me how many times she's been discouraged. People are so rude to her in the casino and stuff, but she always comes to work and never takes the day off and sends money to her grandmother back in Bulgaria.
You know, it's the same thing. I mean, they're hard work. They appreciate what they get here.
That's exactly true. So I want to just say that I've heard Katrina speak, and she says things like that if a grown-up rapes a child, that person needs to get the death penalty. See, what good is all this constitutional stuff if we don't have strict laws? See, you and I agree about that. Now, I don't care if people accuse me of being a fascist and an extremist and stuff. We were so lax with law and punishing criminals in this country, and bad behavior. It's just totally ridiculous.
You're not wrong.
And so I wish we had more candidates that spoke up like that.
You know, I got to tell you,
she
blew me away today. That was a very strong interview. She handled this all brilliantly, didn't she?
Yes, she did. But I'm kind of pessimistic when it comes to this stuff. Usually the people that should get elected don't get elected. And she's a newcomer, but I hope she tries again if she doesn't get elected. And have a great weekend, and probably be speaking to you tomorrow. Tomorrow, it won't be my evil twin. I have something funny to say, I hope, in this really depressing time. So
well,
thank you again for taking my
call. I look forward to catching Gary. You're the man. Thank you for the call. 702-866-6700. We've had a lot. We've covered a lot. We're going to get more into it, but I got Gary. Or no, Mike. Mike, how you doing, Mike?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Really good, sir.
I wanted to bring the conversation back to the issue of schools and gun shooting and such. And my perspective comes from I am a teacher in the Clark County School District, just finished off my 15th year.
God bless you.
And my perspective is I'm completely in favor of teaching teachers who are inclined to do so how to bring a gun to school. And be there in case the stuff comes down. And I know a lot of people think right away, oh, the last thing we want to do is arm teachers. And I say the first thing we want to do is arm the right teachers, give them the proper training. And then that's not going to probably stop, you know, it's not going to stop the first person shot, the second person shot, but we're not going to get to 19 or 20 or whatever if there's a bunch of teachers on the school who are trained to get in there and take out the trash. Because it takes a while for police to arrive anywhere.
I got to tell you, it's interesting because that was probably the biggest topic yesterday that they were talking about so much. They were making a big deal out of the way the police handled the situation. And I'm here to tell you, I think the police officers around the country, smaller cities, are not as prepared to go to war, so to speak, as this kid was prepared, was shooting at him. I mean, you know, there's a different, when you pull somebody over in a car and you write them out a ticket or you arrest them, or when you're prepared, when you're going into circumstances and you have an idea who you're going after, it's one thing. But when you have somebody who's 18 years old shooting from afar, they're shooting live ammunition, it's scary. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, the stories that you hear, and I don't know how true they are just yet, about the police who were on scene and not reacting and holding back, waiting for somebody else to come. That just sickens me whenever you hear that. And you've heard that at some of the other mass shootings that go back 8 and 10 years and such. And I can't believe that. Yeah. I just can't believe that when I hear it. There's one other point I want to make about this. The last time, the Parkland shooting, that was the one in Florida, however many years that was. And that got a lot of talk going at the school district level about safety and security. And then one of my coworkers pointed out to me, he said, did you know that the Nevada revised statutes allows for the principal at the school to be the one who decides whether or not to allow armed carry of teachers on school? And I thought he was joking. Are you kidding me? And then we pulled it up right there on Google, the Nevada revised statutes. And I, of course, don't remember what paragraph, chapter, and verse it was. And there it was. It's like, oh, my gosh. The empowerment goes down to the principal level, and I bet most people don't know that. So I printed out that sheet, and I took it to my principal at the time. I said, I don't know if you know this.
Hey, Mike, I hate to be rude. I got to go to a break, but that was really good, and I appreciate you calling, and I also appreciate you being a teacher. God bless you. My name is Pat Cassell. We'll take a quick break. This is Live and Local Now. We'll be right back after this.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with a cash.